Lucas, January, more than any other time of year, I'm absolutely brassy broke. I've splurged on Christmas, even though I said I wouldn't splurge as much as I should or would. My pockets are almost empty. What am I going to do?
Well, the answer, as always, is soup. Soup. You see, I think soup should be taught in schools, soup making, because, I mean, we were just talking about, you know, it, times being hard. If you've got a carrot and a stick of celery and an onion and, you know, maybe a couple of cloves of garlic and some stock, you've got the makings of something really pretty delicious. You know, and it's not always going to be a masterpiece, and it's, but it will be warm and tasty and sustaining and make you happy and nutritious, you know. And I think that people forget, you know, people say, you know, I don't really have time to cook. Actually, you can make soup in 20 minutes. That's the equivalent of actually prodding the plastic in the top of a microwave meal, putting it in, letting it rest, putting it in again, you know, letting it cool down. 20 minutes is not too much to ask. And actually, it's a great way to use up the stuff that, you know, there's this terrible statistic that we throw away a third of the food that we buy in this country, which is a terrible, terrible thing. And I think, you know, if I look in the bottom of my fridge and I've got a slightly wizened carrot or a parsnip that's sort of looking a bit gnarled and past its best, you know, it says soup to me. I bung those in a pan, an onion, bit of celery, some stock, bubble it away, or maybe soften it to start with in a bit of oil or butter or whatever, bubble it away, whiz it up, and it's delicious. And it's not difficult. So I think soup making is an essential life skill, and particularly this time of year, what do you want? Bowl of soup, got no money, you've got some semi-rotten vegetables in the bottom of your fridge, you know, go for it. Soup, brilliant.
Thank you.